See, Europe's drug regulator said on Monday it was evaluating the use of Pfizer's BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine in children as young as 5, while also taking steps to aid an increase in pop production and boost the shot's reach. The European Medicines Agency said it would review data, including results from an ongoing study. It's already been authorized for use in those 12 years of age and older in the European Union and United States. While children are less susceptible to severe COVID-19, they can spread the coronavirus to others, including those more at risk of severe illness. Alongside vaccinating children, regulators and drug makers are also considering booster doses for the vulnerable, underscoring the need to increase production and extend access to protection from the virus to as many people as possible. South Africa's drugs regulator said on Monday it was not approving an emergency use application for Russia's Sputnik COVID shot for now, citing concerns about its safety for people at risk of HIV. South Africa has one of the world's highest HIV burdens, and some studies have suggested that administration of some vaccines can lead to a higher susceptibility to HIV in men. Viral vector vaccines like Sputnik use modified viruses as vehicles to carry genetic information that helps the body build immunity against future infections. South Africa's regulator says it's asked for data demonstrating Sputnik was safe in settings with high HIV prevalence, but it's not received enough to establish this. The developer behind Sputnik said, quote, "Concerns about the safety and populations at risks of HIV infection are completely unfounded," adding South Africa would get all the information it needed. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson led a somber British Parliament on Monday in honoring the Conservative lawmaker stabbed to death as he met constituents at a church hall, an attack that has raised questions about how the country protects its politicians and grapples with extremism at home. The tributes from shaken and grieving colleagues came as detectives try to determine whether David Amos was targeted simply because he was a legislator or for more individual reasons. A 25-year-old British man with Somali heritage was arrested at the scene and is being held on suspicion of murder. Police say the suspect may have had a motivation linked to Islamist extremism. The House of Commons returned Monday from a three-week break for a session and honored Amos with a minute of silence from hundreds of lawmakers in the chamber. An official said Monday health problems are preventing Czech President Milo Zeman from carrying out his duties. The Speaker of the Czech Senate said a letter he received from the Prague Military Hospital, where Zeman's being treated, says the 77-year-old president is unable to work. According to the letter signed by the hospital's director, Zeman's unable to perform any working duties for health reasons, and the long-term prognosis is very uncertain. Zeman was rushed to the Czech capital's military hospital on October 10th, a day after the election for the lower house of parliament. As president, he has a key role in establishing a new government. Although the office is largely ceremonial, the Czech president is responsible for tapping a party leader to try to form a government after a parliamentary election. Media controlled by northern Ethiopian forces said the government launched airstrikes on the capital of Tigray region on Monday, though the government denied the reports. The northern region's Tigrayan People's Liberation Front says the attack on the city of Mekele killed several civilians. An aid worker and a doctor in the region also said there had been an attack on the city. Ethiopia's government spokesman denied launching any attack. And Colin Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State and top military officer, died on Monday at the age of 84 due to complications from COVID-19. He was fully vaccinated, his family said in a statement on Facebook. Powell was one of America's foremost black figures for decades, but he'll ever be forever associated with the controversial presentation in 2003 to the U.N. Security Council, making President George W. Bush's case that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein constituted an imminent danger to the world because of its stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. Powell admitted later the presentation was rife with inaccuracies and twisted intelligence provided by others in the Bush administration. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
One.